While the prospective planting report was front of mind on Monday, back of mind was certainly what's yet to come this week, and that's tomorrow. That's the day President Trump says he's imposing a number of new tariffs across major U.S. trading partners. However, neither Trump nor his administration have given specific details on those new tariffs. C.J. Miller reports how the commodity markets are reacting to the trade tactics.
It could be volatile. That's maybe stating the obvious.
And that's Brian Basting, economist and commodity research analyst with Advanced Trading.
Anytime you're talking about the volume of trade, particularly in agriculture, that's involved with some of these key partners, whether it be Mexico, Canada, China, it all adds up. And the market is heading into these deadlines as such with a bearish stance. So maybe some of it's baked into the market, if you will. We don't know at this point, CJ, but it definitely is another ingredient, if you will, in the recipe for price volatility.
Basting offers this advice ahead of President Trump's new batch of tariffs on April 2nd.
One final thought on that, CJ, is I'd encourage your listeners to think about price volatility as opportunity in the markets rather than with fear, because if you're positioned in your marketing strategy correctly, where you can be rooting for higher prices but have downside protection, volatility can work in your favor. But volatility can be decimating to a balance sheet if you're not defending your balance sheet properly.
According to a number of different reports, among the tariffs planned for this week include a 25% tariff on passenger vehicles, light trucks, and auto parts manufactured outside of the U.S. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.